Melody Time, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. I know a mender of broken hearts and of lives that are all undone. He takes them all as they come to him, and he loves them every one. With patience, love, and skill that surpasses the knowledge of men, this master potter gathers the lost and restores to his image again. O lover of folk with broken lives, O wonderful potter divine, I bring my soul for thy healing touch. In me let thy beauty shine. Gospel according to Dr. Luke. It chanced one day that Jesus was teaching, that some Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting by, who had come from every village in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was there to grant healing. And just then some men brought there on a bed one who was palsied, whom they tried to carry and put down in Jesus' presence. But finding no way to carry him in, because of the multitude, they went up onto the housetop and let him down through the tiles, bed and all, in the clear space in front of Jesus. And he, seeing their faith, said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." Whereupon the Pharisees and scribes fell to reasoning thus, "Who can this be, that he talks so blasphemously? Who can forgive sins but God and God only?" Jesus knew of these secret thoughts of theirs and said to them openly, "Why do you reason thus in your hearts? Which command is more lightly given, to say, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? Now to convince you that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins while he is on the earth?" Here he spoke to the palsied man, "I tell you, rise up, take thy bed with thee and go home." And he rose up at once in full sight of them all, took up his bedding and went home giving praise to God. Astonishment came over them all, and they praised God full of awe. "We have seen strange things," they said, "today." Lord Jesus, put first things first. The sin problem had to be dealt with first, then the man's body. This wonderful mender of broken hearts wants to help you today. Will you let him?